Let me give you the layout. Me sitting at the table. On my left, the newspaper. On my right, the cup of coffee. In the middle of the table, the packet of biscuits. I see it perfectly, said Fenchurch. What you don't see, said Arthur, because I haven't mentioned him yet, is the guy sitting at the table already. He's sitting there opposite me. What's he like? Oh, perfectly ordinary. Briefcase, business suit. He didn't look, said Arthur, as if he was about to do anything weird. Ah, I know the type. What did he do? He did this. He leaned across the table, picked up the packet of biscuits, tore it open, took one out, and... What? Ate it. What? He ate it. Fenchurch looked at him in astonishment. What on earth did you do? Well, in the circumstances, I did what any red-blooded Englishman would do. I was compelled, said Arthur, to ignore it. What? Why? Well, it's not the sort of thing you're trained for, is it? I searched my soul and discovered there was nothing anywhere in my upbringing, experience, or even primal instincts to tell me how to react to someone who has quite simply, calmly, sitting right there in front of me, stolen one of my biscuits. Well, you could... Fenchurch thought about it. I must say I'm not sure what I would have done either. So what happened? I stared furiously at the crossword, said Arthur. Couldn't do a single clue, took a sip of coffee, it was too hot to drink, so there was nothing for it. I braced myself, I took a biscuit, trying very hard not to notice. He added that the packet was already mysteriously open. But you're fighting back, taking a tough line. After my fashion, yes. I ate the biscuit. I ate it very deliberately and visibly, so that he would have no doubt as to what it was I was doing. When I eat a biscuit, Arthur said, it stays eaten. So what did he do? Took another one. Honestly, insisted Arthur. This is exactly what happened. He took another biscuit. He ate it. Clear as daylight. Certain as we are sitting on the ground. Fenchurch stirred uncomfortably. And the problem was, said Arthur, that having not said anything the first time, it was somehow even more difficult to broach the subject the second time around. I mean, what do you say? Excuse me, I couldn't help noticing. It doesn't work. No, I ignored it, if anything with more vigour than previously. My man, said Fenchurch. Stared at the crossword again, still couldn't budge a bit of it, so showing some of the spirit that Henry V did on St. Crispin's Day. What? I went into the breach again. I took, said Arthur, another biscuit, and for an instant our eyes met. Like this? Yes, well, no, not quite like that, but they met, just for an instant, and we both looked away. But I am here to tell you, said Arthur, there was a little electricity in the air. There was a little tension building up over the table at about this time. I can imagine. We went through the whole packet like this. Him, me. The whole packet, said Fenchurch. Well, it was only 8 biscuits, but it seemed like a lifetime of biscuits we were getting through at this point. Gladiators could hardly have had a tougher time. Gladiators, said Fenchurch, would have had to do it in the sun, more physically gruelling. There is that. So, when the empty packet was lying dead between us, the man at last got up, having done his worst, and left. I heaved a sigh of relief, of course. As it happened, my train was announced a moment or two later, so I finished my coffee, stood up, picked up the newspaper, and underneath the newspaper, yes, were my biscuits. What, said Fenchurch? What? True. No! She gasped and tossed herself back on the grass, laughing. She sat up again. You complete nitwit, she hooted. You almost completely and utterly foolish person. She pushed him backwards, rolled over him, kissed him, and rolled off again. He was surprised at how light she was. "Now you tell me a story," said Arthur. "I thought," she said, putting on a low, husky voice, "that you were very keen to get back." "No hurry," he said airily. "I want you to tell me a story." She looked out over the lake and pondered. "All right," she said. "It's only a short one and not funny like yours, but, anyway." She looked down. Arthur could feel that it was one of those sorts of moments. The air seemed to stand still around them, waiting. Arthur wished that the air would go away and mind its own business. "When I was a kid," she said. These stories always start like this, don't they? "When I was a kid. Anyway, this is the bit where the girl suddenly goes, 'When I was a kid,' and starts to unburden herself. We have got to that bit. When I was a kid, I had this picture hanging over the foot of my bed. What do you think of it so far?" "I like it," said Arthur. "I think it's moving well. You're getting the bedroom interest in nice and early. We could probably do some development with the picture." "It was one of those pictures that children are supposed to like," she said, "but don't. Full of endearing little animals doing endearing things, you know?" "I know, I was plagued with them too. Rabbits in waistcoats." "Exactly. These rabbits were in fact on a raft, just where assorted rats and owls. There may even have been a reindeer." "On the raft?" "On the raft. And a boy was sitting on the raft." "Among the rabbits in waistcoats and owls and the reindeer," said Arthur. "Precisely there. a boy of the cheery, gypsy ragamuffin variety. Ugh. The picture worried me, I must say. There was an otter swimming in front of the raft, and I used to lie awake at night worrying about this otter having to pull the raft with all those wretched animals on it, who shouldn't even be on a raft, and the otter had such a thin tail to pull it with, I thought it must hurt pulling it all the time. Worried me, not badly, but just vaguely, all the time. Then one day, and remember I'd been looking at this picture every night for years, I suddenly noticed that the raft had a sail. Never seen it before. The otter was fine. He was just swimming along. She shrugged. Good story, she said. Ends weakly, said Arthur. Leaves the audience crying, yes, but what of it? Fine up till there, but it needs a final sting before the credits.